You can compare what each gospel writer wrote about Jesus and his ministry in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January. It's titled Jesus, A Study of the Words of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Browse before you buy at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Jesus, A Study on the Words of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John costs $14.99. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January, Jesus, A Study on the Words of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a game we've played with our listeners on Fridays for years and years and years. We listen to our guests while we're talking to them, and every once in a while, something that our guest says strikes us as particularly important or poignant or memorable, remarkable. So we just make a little note, and when Friday rolls around, we make it into a soundbite. We've got 4 soundbites from this week's audio, one from Joy Pullman, one from Pastor Peter Bender, one from Terry Mattingly, one from Dr. Carl Kencher. We'll play them for you, and then you vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, sending us a tweet at issuesetc, or voting at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're giving away the LPR bundle package. That includes an Ad Crucem Luther Rose medallion, the I Have Issues t-shirt, and the Issues Etc. pin, bumper sticker, notepad, and tote bag. It goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. When you vote, we need to know who you are, where you're listening, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Soundbite number 1 this week comes from Joy Pullman. Here she is commenting on Michelle Williams' Golden Globes acceptance speech.
I'm grateful for the acknowledgement of the choices I've made, and I'm also grateful to have lived at a moment in our society where choice exists, because as women and as girls, things can happen to our bodies that are not our choice. I've tried my very best to live a life of my own making, not just a series of events that happened to me, and I wouldn't have been able to do this without employing a woman's right to choose.
She talked about the way that a baby comes to be as if it is something that's forced on women. For, 95%+ of women, when we get pregnant, it didn't randomly happen. We chose to do the only thing in the whole entire world that can make a baby come into existence. So she really was acting as if women shouldn't be held responsible for the consequences of our own choices. I think that's patronizing. Then the overarching theme of her speech assumed that it is acceptable to sacrifice human lives, babies, fertility, the capacity to make and care for a family, that it is an appropriate trade-off to sacrifice and give that away and even annihilate that in exchange for something as trivial as winning a Golden Globe or any other totem of economic or professional success. I don't think it's accurate to call something a success if it was purchased at the cost of human life.
That's soundbite number 1, Joy Pullman responding to Michelle Williams' Golden Globes acceptance speech. Vote for it by giving us a call on this Friday afternoon, January the 10th, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us that email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number 2, Pastor Peter Bender on the miracle of baptism.
It astounds me that those denominations and Christians who otherwise believe in the inspiration of the Holy Scriptures, that every word of the Old and New Testament is absolutely true because it is God's word. Holy men of God spake as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit breathed into these men so that what they wrote was the very word of God in all of its parts without error. And they will accept the miracles of Jesus. And they'll accept the miracle of the Red Sea crossing and of the flood and Jonah and the whale and so forth, and reject the miracle of baptism. It's just mind-boggling to me. And I guess it just reinforces what Luther said under the third article of the Creed. I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him, but the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel. The only way to accept Christ is to accept it by a miracle of the Spirit who works such faith in our hearts. And the only way to embrace the gifts of baptism is finally a miracle of God's grace through the divine word.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Peter Bender, on the miracle of baptism. 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number three this week comes from Terry Mattingly. Here he is talking about the freedom of the press and freedom of religion.
Really, the two halves of the First Amendment don't respect each other. And it's just as much a problem that there are religious believers, conservative religious believers in many cases, who don't respect the constitutionally protected role that journalism plays in our society. That's as much a part of the equation as the journalists who don't respect the constitutionally protected role that religion plays in our culture and in our land. Now, a lot of these journalists, like Chuck Todd and Dean Baggett, and what they would say is, no, we think that religion is a good thing. We know a lot of religion that's good. And the sense you get from the paper is that there's good religion and there's bad religion. And it's the New York Times and its editors who get to tell you which is which. Which religion is a part of the darkness? Which religion is part of the light? Which religion is good? Which religion is bad? And which religion is fairy tales? And which religion is rational and thus on the side of how we view history.
That's soundbite number three, Terry Mattingly, on freedom of the press and freedom of religion. Vote for that one, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or an email talkback@issuesetc.org. Get ready to vote. Soundbite number four is next after we've played it. We'll take a break and we'll start taking your votes. Soundbite number four from Dr. Carl Fikencher on the irony of Jesus' baptism.
It's an amazing irony when we talk about the baptism of our Lord. The voice of the Heavenly Father says, "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased." We know the Father, of course, is pleased with the Son. That's always been the relationship of the Father to the Son. But what God the Father is saying here is something more than just what has been from all eternity. And he's saying something really quite ironic. The Father is well pleased with the Son at this point because the Son is putting himself in the position of mankind to save us. The Son is actually putting himself in the position of being all sinners. And the Father is pleased with that, even though, ironically, it's going to mean that 3 years down the line, the Father will abandon the Son. He will leave him to be damned for the sins of the whole world. And there's nothing inconsistent with that. The Father abandoning the Son, even to suffer the damnation of all the sins of the world, in no way contradicts the Father being well pleased with his Son. Because the Father is well pleased that the Son has put himself in this position for the salvation of mankind. Isn't that an amazing thing to picture God the Father being pleased with the Son's suffering because it has redeemed all of us? That's how much the Father loves us.
That's soundbite number four, Dr. Carl Fikencher, the irony of Jesus' baptism. You've heard the four soundbites. Now we'll take a break and we'll start taking your phone calls, 1-877-623-6943. Your emails, talkback@issuesetc.org. Your tweets, @issuesetc. And your votes at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Soundbite of the Week are next.
Lutheran Talk.
We have an ecumenical responsibility to hold forth the Scriptures and to bear witness to grace alone, faith alone, Christ alone.
Lutheran music. Listen anytime, anywhere in 2020 with the Lutheran Public Radio mobile app. Download for iPhone, Android, and Kindle at issuesetc.org.
This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we'll study Jesus and his works, Jesus' delay to help Lazarus, I am the resurrection and the life, Jesus raises Lazarus from death, and the plot to kill Jesus and Lazarus. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, as we continue our walk through St. John's Gospel on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily verse-by-verse Bible study on demand at thewordendures.org and on the Lutheran Public Radio app.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, the 10th of January. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Our email address for your votes as well, talkback@issuesetc.org, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. You can also send us a tweet at issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number one, Joy Pullman, responding to Michelle Williams' Golden Globes acceptance speech? Soundbite number two, Pastor Peter Bender on the miracle of baptism? Soundbite number three, Terry Mattingly on the freedom of the press and freedom of religion? Or soundbite number four, Dr. Carville Kencher on the irony of baptism? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Luther listens from Baraboo, Wisconsin. Luther says, number one, Joy Pullman. Michelle Williams could have said, I'd give my firstborn child to win an acting award. The applause from the audience shows the sad state of our world today. Luther, thanks for listening in Wisconsin. In Mukwango, Wisconsin, Brian says, as usual, a surfeit of riches, but I have to vote for soundbite number four on the irony of Jesus' baptism. What a marvelous and cogent explanation of that great exchange. For those wondering with John the Baptist why Jesus would submit to baptism, this is perhaps the clearest explanation that I have ever heard. Thank you. And thank you, Brian. George listens in North Carolina. George says he's voting for soundbite number one, Joy Pullman, this week. First, the central lie of abortion and the industry that has been built around the resulting Holocaust is by far the most important issue to deal with. To this, Joy Pullman invokes the same logic that is found in John 4 when Jesus talks with the Samaritan woman and tells her all that she has done and then tells her how the Father is seeking those who will worship him in spirit and truth. The word for truth is translated as material reality. In similar fashion to the woman at the well, Pullman has done a great service to all too many Christian women who have come to believe that abortion is okay. She does it by telling them the matters of fact that they must be confronted with. George, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in North Carolina. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE. Send us that email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or we've left space at our Facebook fan page for your votes, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. This vote comes from Michael in Minnesota. I did like soundbite number 4, and I hope that the idea comes across in Synod from pulpits this Sunday. I thought 3 was like Henry Ford's, you can have it in any color as long as it's black. You can believe what you want as long as it conforms to what we command. That's idolatry and fascism. I had a sad laugh at 1, Shazam, how did Michelle get pregnant? Did she not choose all her actions that led up to that conception? Why was bowing down to her idol, the Golden Globe statue, more important than another person's life? But my pick is soundbite number 2. Some folks feel that there are only miracles in biblical times, idolatry of reason. Some only accept miracles that they can see that glorify themselves, like in Romans 1, Matthew 16, 4. That's an idolatry of feelings. Both are forms of idolatry. We accept miracles that God says are miracles, namely, God promises in water as well as in bread and wine. We walk by faith, not by sight, or reason, or feelings, or anything else. 2 Corinthians 5:7. Thank you, Pastor Bender, and thank you, Issues, Etc., for all you do in service of the kingdom of grace. Michael, thanks for listening in Minnesota. Riley listens in Spokane, Washington. Greetings, Todd and Jeff. I would like to vote for soundbite number 2, Pastor Peter Bender, talking about the miracle of baptism. This was a huge revelation for me when I learned what the scriptures really say about the gifts delivered through the water and word in baptism. This may not be a compelling evidence for the skeptics who ask why God does not perform miracles anymore, but the faithful know that he really does, and this miracle happens every day all over the world, and we have pictures and certificates to prove it in many cases. It seems that God has made his most generous and most essential miracles to be the most commonly witnessed. What a joy. Thank you for your excellent work in 2019. I'm looking forward to another year of thinking and learning with you and your guests. Thank you, Riley, in Spokane, Washington. Jay listens in Monroe, Louisiana. Jay says, I vote for Pastor Fikencher's soundbite on the irony of Jesus' baptism. I've heard that scripture so many times, but Pastor Fikencher's point that the Father is pleased with the Son because he is taking on the world's sin is not something I recall having heard before. And it casts a new light on this famous simultaneous appearance of the Holy Trinity. That the Son is taking on the world's sin would lead to his abandonment by the Father at the cross is ironic indeed. The Father is pleased with his Son, not with the world's sin. Jay, thank you very much for listening in Louisiana. Samantha listens in Sussex, Wisconsin. Voting for soundbite number 1, I have friends and family who could do with hearing this soundbite and taking it to heart. My hope is that this twisted acceptance speech will really allow the true message of this kind of choice not being a success if it was purchased at the cost of a human life to be spread. I have 4 children. I wouldn't trade a single one of them for any award, fame, or the like. Samantha, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Wisconsin. Nicola listens in Wisconsin. Nicola says, I'm voting for soundbite number 2, Pastor Peter Bender on the miracle of baptism, because it was this respect for the inspiration of Scripture, learned in a non-Lutheran church, that made me realize that the Lutheran view of baptism was the truly biblical one. Well, Nicola, that's very good to hear. You were taught that the Bible means what it says, and when it says that baptism saves, you probably should believe it. With your votes, the winner for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week is soundbite number 1, Joy Pullman, responding to Michelle Williams' Golden Globes acceptance speech.
I'm grateful for the acknowledgement of the choices I've made, and I'm also grateful to have lived at a moment in our society where choice exists, because as women and as girls, things can happen to our bodies that are not our choice. I've tried my very best to live a life of my own making, not just a series of events that happened to me. And I wouldn't have been able to do this without employing a woman's right to choose.
She talked about the way that a baby comes to be as if it is something that's forced on women. For, 95%+ of women, when we get pregnant, it didn't randomly happen. We chose to do the only thing in the whole entire world that can make a baby come into existence. So she really was acting as if women shouldn't be held responsible for the consequences of our own choices. I think that's patronizing then the overarching theme of her speech assumed that it is acceptable to sacrifice human lives, babies, fertility, the capacity to make and care for a family, that it is an appropriate trade-off to sacrifice and give that away and even annihilate that in exchange for something as trivial as winning a Golden Globe or any other totem of economic or professional success. I don't think it's accurate to call something a success if it was purchased at the cost of human life.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week, according to your votes. Joy Pullman, responding to Michelle Williams' Golden Globe's acceptance speech. The LPR bundle package goes to Jay in Louisiana. Send us your mailing address and shirt size. talkback@issuesetc.org. If you're in the market for a mortgage, home improvement, car, or student loan in 2020, check out Lutheran Federal Credit Union at lutheranfcu.org. Serving the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod community, Lutheran Federal Credit Union, lutheranfcu.org. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll look forward to the Confession of Peter with Pastor David Peterson. We'll discuss the distinction of foods, monastic vows, and ecclesiastical power in the Augsburg Confession. Our guest will be Pastor Paul McCain, and we'll have Pastor Tom Baker lead us in a Sunday school lesson on Jesus' baptism and temptation. It is chilling to hear someone stand up, award in hand, and actually come out and say, "I have this because I was willing to sacrifice one of my children to my choice, that my life is a series of choices and that choice brought me this." It's chilling, but we need to hear it. We need to hear that mentality of mortality. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Collinsville, Illinois is happy to support the Christ-centered, cross-focused ministry of Issues Etc. Join us for worship, Bible classes, youth ministry, and other opportunities to grow in Christ. We have a Christian day school for children in preschool to 8th grade. We are located at 1300 Beltline Road. Call us at 618-344-3151 or visit www.goodshepherdcollinsville.org.
Hey, Todd, what have our listeners notice first when visiting the LPR studios?
Definitely the small size and the dirt.
Well, not anymore. Thanks to our friends at the Cleaning Authority, they've turned this man cave into a space that meets even our wives' approval.
Whether it's our office or your home, the Cleaning Authority is your cleaning service provider in the St. Louis area.
To schedule a free estimate or to find out more, visit thecleaningauthority.com. thecleaningauthority.com.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.